train to Mondovina. Night train to the end. Running hard and running fast to meet my future and away from my past. Taking the gamble that cannot last. Night train to the end. Hell's ride to Mondovina. Ride to the end. Sold my soul to the devil's pen. He draws me hard with a merciless hand. And all I bought is a handful of sand. Night train to the end. I'm on this ride cause I have no pride in myself or in men or in God. Now if you want to share in the price of my fare, then fill your mind with greed that is blind and wander in its evil fog. Night train to Mondovina. Night train to the end. Running hard and running fast. Meet my future and away from my past. Taking the gamble that cannot last. Night train to the end.
This is Night Train to Mondovina with DJ Frederick on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. This is all about music I like to call folk. And a little bit later on the program, we're going to do a feature on Ethan Case, a musician that I saw live in concert at the Sunapee Coffee House yesterday evening. Absolutely incredible performance. But first, because this is Night Train, let's do a set of train songs.
Not a star was in sight, and the north wind came howling down the line. With his sweetheart so dear, stood a brave engineer, holding orders to pull old number 9. He kissed her goodbye with a tear in his eye, and the sorrow in his heart he could not hide. But the whole world looked bright as she told him that night that tomorrow she'd be his blushing bride. Mighty wheels hummed a song, and the black smoke came rolling from the stack. Its headlights agleam seemed to brighten his dream of tomorrow when he'd be coming back. When his brave heart stood still as he thundered round the hill, for a headlight was shining in his face. And he whispered a prayer as he jammed on the air, for he knew that this was his final race. He was found lying there on the ground, and he asked them to raise his weary head. As his breath slowly went, was this message he sent to the maiden he thought that he would wed. There's a little white home that I bought on our own, and I hoped we'd be happy, you and I. But I'll leave it all to you, for I know you'll be true till we meet at those golden gates goodbye.
Thank you. heard your story about your fast train, but now I'll tell you about one all the southern folks have seen. She's the beauty of the Southland. Listen to that whistle scream. It's that Pan-American on the way to New Orleans. She leaves Cincinnati, heading down that Dixie line. When she passes the Nashville Tower, you can hear that whistle whine. Stick your head right out the window and feel the southern breeze. You're on the Pan-American on the way to New Orleans. In the Southland and want to see the scenes, just get yourself a ticket on the Pan-American Queen. There's Louisville, Nashville, Montgomery, the capital of Alabama. You'll pass right through them all when you're New Orleans bound. Dixie line. When she passes the Nashville Tower, you can hear that whistle whine. Stick your head right out the window and feel the southern breeze. You're on the Pan-American on the way to New Orleans.
Night train, hear that old tune so cry. Night train.
riding on an eastbound freight train, speeding through the night. Hobo Bill, a railroad bum, was fighting for his life. The sadness of his eyes revealed the torture of his soul. He raised a weak and weary hand to brush away the cold. Hobo Billy. No warm lights flickered around him, no blankets there to fold. Nothing but the howling wind and the driving rain so cold. When he heard a whistle blowing in a dreamy kind of way, the hobo seemed contented, for he smiled there where he lay. Hobo Bill. Outside the rain was falling on that lonely boxcar door, but the little form of Hobo Bill lay still upon the floor. While the train sped through the darkness and the raging storm outside, no one knew that Hobo Bill was taking his last ride. It was early in the morning when they raised the hobo's head. The smile still lingered on his face, but Hobo Bill was dead. There was no mother's longing to soothe his weary soul, for he was just a railroad bum who died out in the cold.
From 1929, that was Jimmy Rogers with Hobo Bill's Last Ride. Before that, Ken Patrick with, of course, Night Train. Hank Shaw Hawkins before that with The Pan American, and that was from 1948. We started this set off with Carol Free and The Wreck of the Old 97. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Night Train to Mundo Fine. Music I like to call folk. Now, last evening, I attended a concert at the Sunapee Coffee House in Sunapee featuring Ian Ethan Case. I'll talk a little bit more about the concert as the program goes on. It was absolutely stunning, and I was mesmerized by the music. Now, I'd heard Ian Case before. I've actually played his music from his first CD, Into Open Land, on the show numerous times in the past several years. I'm going to play a tune from his new CD called The Narrow Way. This is The Ridge. Thank you. From his debut release, Into Open Land, that was Ian Ethan Case with North by Northeast. We started off with Ian Ethan Case performing on Solo Kalimba, a song called The Ridge, from his latest CD, The Narrow Way. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Night Train to Mundo Fine, music I like to call folk, here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, non-commercial radio for the Kearsarge and Sunapee regions. The performance last night was almost beyond words. I literally was mesmerized and hypnotized by the dexterity and graciousness of Ian Ethan Case, who performed on double neck guitars and kalimbas, some of which was acoustic and some of which was looped electronically, all of which was absolutely incredible. I found an interview with Ian on YouTube, and I'd like to share that with you. Here's Ian Ethan Case.
I got the instrument about a year ago, and the first time I picked it up in the store, it was just like, it clicked just so perfectly, and it's one of the few times where I didn't have to sit in the store and debate forever about, oh, am I gonna get this or something else. It was just like, it just felt like home, and like, I had always played it, and like, this is definitely what I'm gonna, you know, be focusing on for a long time. And ever since then, things have just been falling into place so fast. I think there's probably no way I would be able to play any of the stuff that I'm playing on the double neck right now if I hadn't had the experience of studying piano and studying drums a lot, and of course guitar. As well as bass, all those, my experience on all those instruments, I feel like comes together for me really naturally on this instrument. Just taking the first couple steps outside of traditional guitar technique has just opened things wide up. I think if anything, having two necks and 18 strings, just rather than being an obstacle or a limiting thing where I have to figure out how to play this crazy instrument, it just feels freeing to me, because on a standard guitar, you know, you only have so many strings to work with, and sometimes there's things I want to add to what I'm playing that I just physically can't. On this instrument, that's not holding me back. Yeah, I'm really excited, because I feel like I've just kind of taken the first two steps on this huge journey, or the first two steps on like 100,000 acre wilderness, and Already it's been probably the most exciting musical experience of my life so far. So it's going to be really fun to see where it goes.
Thank you.
An incredibly earthy and ethereal piece by Ian Ethan Case that is called The Gift. And indeed, Ian is giving away The Gift. That music, you can check out ianethancase.bandcamp.com for more information. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Night Train to Mundo Fine, music I like to call folk, here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, non-commercial radio for the Kearsarge and Sunapee regions. Well, I'd like to say thank you to everybody at the Sunapee Coffee House, Tom Daniels, who is one of the booking organizers, EJ Treader. It's just been an amazing experience to be able to attend the Sunapee Coffee House on Friday evenings. In fact, last evening when I was there to hear Ian Ethan Case, there was a gentleman sitting in front of me who looked like he could have been Richard Brautigan's twin brother. It was quite interesting. Just an incredible group of people who turn out, an incredibly respectful space. And last night, Ian Ethan Case was just amazingly gracious and yet filling us with gratitude for the gift of his music. I'm going to hear a track from his newer CD, The Narrow Way, Solo Kalimba. This is called Switchback. Thank you. Ian Ethan Case, Switchback, from his CD, The Narrow Way. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Night Train to Mundo Fine, music I like to call folk. I'm going to leave you now with the last tune that Ian Ethan Case performed last night at the Sunapee Coffee House. This is called The Infinite Race. Thanks for listening.